bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet. Low, rockin' Robin, what we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go bird, go rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin. And the Oreo, he rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet. Low, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Well, the pretty little raven at the bird man stand taught him how to do the pop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
All right, Rockin' Robin. Whew, gotta like it. Okay, we're back. Their results are just coming in from Bonneville. And George Poteet, again, hot rodder extraordinaire, got the hot rod trophy again as the making the fastest pass at Bonneville this year. He ran 438 miles an hour. That's pretty good. That's with a piston-driven engine. And that's picking them up and laying them down. And ironically, the car that he beat this year was Mickey Thompson, Jr. And Mickey Thompson was driving his dad's car from 1968, that Challenger. A lot of you will remember that car. It was blue, and it had four Pontiac engines in it. He set a record with it in 60. Well, he never did. He didn't get to back it up. He really didn't set it, but he set a one-way pass. And his son has brought that car back and is competing for the same title again, only he's running two engines, two Hemis. He took the Pontiacs out. And he ran very close. He ran 435. I'm sure there's a listener that knows the exact number, but I think it was 435. But it wasn't quite fast enough. But it's cool that he's doing it with 1968 technology. So that's the news from Bonneville, and I wasn't there again. But I haven't given up. Of course, it's getting less and less now that I only got one eye.
Maybe I'm working right now.
Yeah, only one working eye. Uber. You know, we hear all this talk about Uber, Uber, Uber. And there's even people, especially in the big cities. When we were in Boston, Pam and I were just, we could not believe, you know, used to when you go in a big city, it was just taxis everywhere. You know, taxi, 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 taxi. Well, there it was Uber, Uber, Uber. And we were standing in line at this one restaurant outside waiting for our turn. And these cars kept pulling up. And I would see the driver would look at his phone. And then he would look at the crowd that were standing there, and then somebody else over here would be looking at their phone, and they'd look at this guy, and then they'd get in the car with him. And I told Pam, I said, I bet that's Uber people. I guess you get a picture of your driver. Is that right, John? You've done that, huh? and you know who the driver looks like or what he looks like, and they know what you look like. And it was just a steady stream, and the poor taxi drivers, they were just sitting at the curb, parked, waiting for somebody to pick them up, but they wouldn't because these Ubers just kept, they never pulled to the curb. I don't know if that's a law.
It's a law.
Is it a law? Well, they would just cruise real slow by looking, and then people would wave or something, and they'd go out in the street, hop in them, and off they'd go. But anyway, I tell you all that to tell you this. Uber has been saying that Uber is cheaper than owning a car, especially if you live in the city. They say that they can pick you up every day, take you to work, and take you around to what you need to do cheaper than buying, depreciating, mileage, and everything on a car. So I have some numbers here that I taken out of a magazine article, and it says the average retail price, they're basing this on the average retail price of a $34,000 car, which is probably cheap, but they're basing it on that, and they're basing it on the price of an average Uber trip of $13. So then they based all that, and they count the number of trips to and from work, and then a few for recreation. And as it came out, it cost $26.33 a day to own your own car, pay for gas and insurance, and it costs $26 to have Uber take you. So that's not for the car guy, not for me, because what if you want to take a road trip and go somewhere? That'll throw that all off. This is just daily. And I guess if you live in a city and you take all your trips, maybe you fly or something or don't like to drive. Carsten, do you have something to add?
Well, especially in more dense populated areas, bigger cities over in Europe or so, where you're hunting down a parking spot for like 25 minutes a day.
Yeah, no, that's right. And, well, no, that's very valid because we all remember it cost me $50 a day to park the Fiat in Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's true. If you could find a park, and you can't find them in front of restaurants, I can tell you that.
Right, and you go downtown like L.A. or wherever you go, you park $10, $15 just to park your car.
Well, you know, that's okay, that's a good point.
Good
point,
yeah. And you get a chauffeur. You don't know how he drives.
Yeah.
You could Uber to, like, the Grand Canyon, and then every so often you'd stop and get out of that car, and the next car would be there, and you'd get in that one and then go again.
Uber to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, and Jack, I don't know if you know this, but Uber actually has some competition. There's another company called Lyft. It's spelled L-Y-F-T.
You know, I've heard that. I don't know much about them, but I've seen that name.
Yeah.
Is there Uber in Mountain Home or this area? I wonder. Does anybody?
I don't.
Are they here? Rick says they are here.
Are you driving for them?
Okay. All right. So I guess they're here. If you have an account,
you can probably find them just about anywhere. You know, a big or small town. I mean, just if someone's wanting to, try to make an extra buck, they'll gladly sign up for it.
Yep, that's right.
Elvis doesn't have. I mean. Yellville doesn't have Uber yet, but they do have Cletus.
Oh, brother.
Okay. Okay. You know, I was talking about that road trip came to mind with Uber and that. I was reading another story. I read a lot, or I used to read a lot. I read a lot, but it was saying that you could actually save money if you were a good shopper and you would check different parts of the country. Some cars are cheaper in different parts of the country. Like a 2015 Mustang might be more convertible, might be more appreciated and bring better value in Phoenix or somewhere where they have beautiful weather than one that's in New York State. And if you're willing to travel a few miles, you could, get save a couple thousand dollars. And the article was saying, why on earth would anybody to save $1,000 or $1,500 travel all over the country to pick up a car? Well. I know four hands right here that go up. The reason is we would enjoy the trip. No, that's exactly right. You get your trip paid for. You get to pick up your car anyway. But it's a state of mind, I guess. It's a difference between a car guy and somebody that uses it as an appliance.
Hey, when I was still living in Germany, I would fly over, buy a car, use it instead of a rental car, ship it over, sell it with a profit, pay for the trip.
That's true. That's right. Oh, I have another little deal here that I want to debunk. The top of this article was, and this wasn't in an automotive magazine, this was in a National Geographic-type magazine. I couldn't believe that I saw it. It says, how much do cars contribute to global warming? And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, here we go again. But listen to this.
0.3%?
No, listen. All right, here it is. Transportation, which includes cars and light-duty trucks, 27%. 27. The production of electricity, 29.7%. Huh? Now listen, I'm not making this up. This was in not an automotive magazine. This was in an information magazine. And then industry as a whole contributes 21%, residents 12, and agriculture 9. So now transportation is a large percentage of that. I will give you that. But we are not, the transportation is not what they would lead everybody to believe. You could take all the cars and transportation out of the system. Everybody go to electric, and oh my, do you think this 29.7 would go up if there is no other means? By the way, Jaguar, dependent, announced this week that by 2020 they will be totally electric. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Do they want to lose?
Europeans are crazy, man.
Do they want to lose it? Did you hear what Carson said? He said Europeans are crazy. Do you think they want to lose their whole sporty-minded customer base? I just can't.
They just follow suit with Volvo. Volvo announced it a few weeks back.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't think it can happen. I don't think it can physically happen. I don't think their distribution system will tolerate it. I don't think their customer base. Does anybody besides me and the three guys in this room have an opinion about this? Call me and tell me, do you think, for example, Jaguar can go totally electric in, 17, in 3 years? Huh?
Never.
All right, just saying.
Maybe the hot rodders of the future will pull out the factory battery and put in Duracells, or maybe instead of having the charger with the Roadrunner on the side, you might have the Energizer Bunny if you're really a hot rodder.
Okay. No. Oh, I don't know why I let him approach the microphone. I will never learn. Oh, well, anyway, I was, and I didn't know those numbers, but it does, in fact, electricity does contribute to global warming. We just have to be realistic if we're going to, it does. It can't help, as long as they're using the current methods of generating electricity, the electricity has to be made from something. Okay, Matt, let's get in our last break here, and when we come back, we'll see if we have anybody else wants to talk about that.
Okay, we will be back with more in just a moment. It is 13 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
One of the nicest ways to ease in the new week is Sunday brunch at Gaston's. Gaston's invites you to relax, sip, and leisurely nibble your way through their lavish, sumptuous offerings. Enjoy Gaston's gracious southern hospitality as you watch the White River roll lazily by. It's more than a meal. It's a total dining experience. Sunday brunch, served every Sunday from 10 until 2. Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
Isn't it hard to find the time to take care of necessary vehicle maintenance and repair? Well, lucky for you, Minute Mechanic offers same-day excellent service. Whether you need an oil change, diagnostic check, wheel alignment, radiator flush, transmission services, brakes, or a tune-up, you can trust the professionals at Minute Mechanic. Minute Mechanic carries NAPA batteries and AMSOIL oil products. Be sure to get your battery and antifreeze checked for this winter. Minute Mechanic, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Grab me a cold towel. I think I might faint.
I think you finally lost it.
You got that right. The Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts is presenting a tribute to the King, George Strait, September 9th.
That ought to be a great show. It features Gordy Wenzel with his talented wife, Debbie, performing Strait's number one hits.
I'm ordering my tickets now while I can still breathe.
In, out.
For tickets and information, call the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts at 870-445-2440 because these tickets will go fast.
Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty steals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty steals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Quit bumping into things. I need the same speed.
During the break, my statistician, John Dias, did a little bit more research for me, and it appears that either I didn't read it completely or I didn't interpret it right. Jaguar has said that by 2020, all of their vehicles will either be a hybrid or electric. So that leaves them some wiggle room to implement it, but still.
You know, my current car is already a hybrid.
Which one?
Well, my Bronco, it runs, you know, half on gasoline, half on oil.
Mine's kind of a hybrid because sometimes you have to push it. So sometimes it's running the engine, sometimes you're just pushing it.
Yeah, see, we all got them hybrids. Yeah, good thinking, guys. You know, speaking of Jaguar, as long as I'm beating up Jaguar, you know, they're owned by Tata, that India company. And Tata also bought Range Rover. And you know, that argument they've got that Range Rover is a more sought-after make than Jaguar. Maybe it is. Maybe if they start talking about making Range Rovers electric.
The roads in India, you need a Range Rover.
You need a Range
Not
Rover.
A Jaguar.
No, you don't need a Jaguar. You know, speaking of Range Rovers and Land Cruisers, there is a company in Jolly Old England in the original Range Rover factory. It's still got the old floors. I mean, it's everything. It's just too cool. There is a company in there, and I think Tata is paying for it, bringing it back. They will restore your Range Rover or, you know, Land Cruiser, any of those, if you want. But specifically Land Rovers, because that's what they do, and the Cruisers. If you bring it in there and leave it with them, they will make it like new again, just like they did originally. They'll use the same tools, same methods. They've got lots and lots and lots of original parts that they have found somewhere. And they said that you have to get on a waiting list. People are bringing them from all over the world, and it will range from $90,000 to $150,000, depending on how good your car, your original is.
You know, that's very reasonable priced. I mean, seriously, a restoration costs a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you would know. But $150,000, that's a lot of money for a Range Rover. Well, no, I guess they're getting a lot of money for them. But for an original Range Rover that were made to be beat, you know, when I think of Range Rover, I think of Marlon Perkins and those safari shows that he used to have on TV in Africa.
Yes, I remember he'd say, "Now, Jim, get a picture of that man-eating tiger while I'm back here in the armored car."
Yeah, really. Yeah. That was his man, Jim. Jim Perkins, yeah. Marlon Perkins and his trusty sidekick, Jim. Okay, Xfinity tried that new composite body at Richmond. They've got a NASCAR in their infinite wisdom. They're going to keep on until they totally kill it. They have decided that everybody's going to use the same body in Xfinity. It's like a model kit. They're not even going to let them use Bondo. They can't even fill the seams. It just bolts together, and they paint their little graphics or put their decals on the front to make it either what brand they're with, and everybody gets the same fiber body. And then, I told you last week, they're talking about having a spec engine, and they're still talking about that. But
maybe they'll use Hondas.
Yeah, Honda's going to have some capacity. So I guess they, you know, just keep on. You're going to kill it totally. They at Bristol last 2 weeks ago, there wasn't hardly anybody in the stands. There was hardly nobody there for the truck race. And used to, you couldn't buy a ticket to Bristol for any race because it's such a exciting racetrack, and you can see the track from any view. But I don't know. People are pulling out of that truck series right and left. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see. Nobody called in to comment about the electric cars, did they, Matt?
No, they haven't.
Hmm. Well, okay.
Maybe we're the only ones that don't like them.
Well, maybe we are.
Should rethink that.
We should. Maybe if we're in the minority, the others must be right.
But wait till they all get tangled up in the extension cords.
That's right. There's only so many cords available. Oh, man. Well, it's just not going to happen. I'm going to tell you, Dan Steiner, a couple weeks ago, sent me an article from the London Times about how Europe is all going to go, you're going to stop producing oil and all go to electric or fossil fuel. You know, I read the article. I read the whole thing from top to bottom. And I thought, you know, guys, you can't. If they stop producing fossil fuel, if they stop producing oil, let me just give you a quick little list of little things that little Jackie has come up with. Just forget about cars. No more oil products, so we can't have any more plastics. We can't have any more nail polish. No more golf balls.
Well,
no more carpet. No more pantyhose. No more roofing. Shampoo, antifreeze, toothbrush, enamel paint, shaving cream. I'm just saying.
Yeah, dialysis bags.
Dialysis bags. What are they going to make all that stuff out of? Electric? You know, nuclear? Woo, yeah. Well, I'm just trying to be a realist. They can go ahead and say they're going to do it if they want. I'm just going to wait patiently. I'm not even going to wait patient. I'm just going to wait. All right, stop whining, Jack. Say something constructive this morning. Jaguar has said they're going to come out with a new V6 engine, but I guess they're saving a dollar because in the picture, it's that same V8 that they've always had, that aluminum one. They're going to leave two. There'll be two cylinders on the back, which it'll be the same length. They'll just have less pistons and one less throw, two less rods. Hey, it'll be a V6, all right, but I remember when General Motors tried to do something like that in the 80s, and they took a V8 block and made a V6 out of it, but they at least cut the two back cylinders off. You talk about a vibrating, shaking, you couldn't hang on to that engine. And then they finally put enough counterbalance and weights on it that it made a decent engine, but if you're going to make a V6, I think you need to start over again.
Yeah, line them all up in one line.
Yeah, make a V6 in one line. Yeah, John, they call those inline sixes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Rolls-Royce did a good job with that for a long time.
So did Hudson.
And Mercedes. Yeah, Hudson, Mercedes. They all did that. How much time have I got left here?
Actually, we're playing the music right now.
Oh, mercifully. Okay. All right, guys. We'll all be back next week. Thanks for listening, and I want to thank everybody for being here this morning.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for Home Remedies coming up next.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears.
KTLO-FM, 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.